You guys ready?
Yeah, yeah.
We're just chilling. Welcome to the Nerdiverse, our anniversary show.
Not quite there yet.
It is. I'm going to pretend it is.
You're going to pretend it is. By the time it's up, it'll probably be.
We had to go with our original intro. Did we use it on the first one, too?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
we did.
Yeah. I didn't remember. Yeah.
You found this, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pay for the rights to this, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
1 year.
1 year. Well, August 2nd will be our first.
August
2nd. It'll be a whole year.
This will be put up in 2 months, though, so.
Probably. Thanks for nothing. So, episode 22.
Number 22.
All right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
We made it.
Not quite one every 2 weeks, according to the year, but almost.
Almost. We tried.
Almost. Yeah, that's
We're
not
busy.
Bad. Yes, we have been really busy. Some people, you know, doing things with NDAs and can't even talk about them because he's that busy about it.
And other people playing video games so much that he can't even post the last podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wouldn't actually call Minecraft a video game.
It's Legos. It's digital Legos.
Digital Legos.
I tell you what, though.
Yes. We applaud you, John.
I've been playing with some of the mods that go along with it. And it's definitely a lot more entertaining once you can do the mods.
Because like silly little freak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
That's cheating.
No. It's not cheating because I'm building like all kinds of factories and stuff. It's not even
Why do you need a mod to do it?
What do you mean? No, it's like they create new ways to do things.
Who are they?
Aloram is one of the people who have done it.
So when you
Red
say
Wire mod.
Sounds like a terrorist.
New ways to do things.
Well,
new ways to create fake roller coasters in a fake environment.
Yes.
Hey, Cody, back off there. I like this game.
No,
don't
like
make it sound that stupid.
Like,
no,
like
I'm
literally, you can, instead. Okay, like to create, you get these ores out of the ground, which
okay.
then create. They can create like metals that you need to do other things to create other items.
Okay.
Well, you can create like factories to where you can throw the ore into a box. It pulls that ore out, smelts it, drops it into a machine for you, and then pulls it out of that machine and does the next thing, and then puts it where you want it and stuff.
So you can set up like your own little factories
exactly.
to do everything
yeah,
for
you.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm like kind of doing right now is all the factory type stuff. It's kind of cool.
Are there little Asian kids that sit there and process it for
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Actually,
that's
we
okay,
use
I'm Asian. I can say
we
that.
Use
that's fine.
Taiwanese kids. Yeah.
By the way, we have a guest with us tonight. His name's Darren. He owns every Audi known to man.
I don't know about all that yet.
Almost.
Thank you. I did see a really clean Audi 100 the other day. It was kind of nice. Anyways. So how was your week, Danny?
Mine was good. We've gotten to see The Dark Knight Rises, so that's what we're going to talk about a lot tonight. It made my day because it's a quite awesome movie. Other than that, nothing special. Reading comics. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, working, but that's no one gives shit about that.
Yeah.
I had to pause to make sure if I give a shit about what I was about to say. And I don't. Cody, how was your week?
Mine was interesting. It was good. Feeling good. Rested. I resigned from one of my many jobs last week. So, feeling good. Happy to be doing another podcast. It's been too long.
It has been too long.
And
we're coming up on Dragon Con again.
We are coming up on Dragon Con again. Let's talk about it. Out of 22 episodes, we've probably talked about Dragon Con at least 18 of those.
I think we did it every one.
Probably 4 or 5 of them, the entire episode was about Dragon Con.
It's true, but we're very close this time, and I have my costume is being made for me, sorta. Like the guy's making his molds. I'm going as Batman this year. So he's making the mold for me, and I'm going to build it myself once they ship them to me. So
it's gonna
I'm very
be
excited about it. Other than that, Cody, you have sort of your costume. You haven't really decided yet.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm still toying. I still have the Scarecrow mask from last year that I was going to remodel and redo. And then I've been thinking about Gordon.
Hell yeah.
Doing a mustache and getting the Gotham PD uniform. I don't know. Still can't. I don't know. Haven't decided.
I hear you, brother.
Sean,
Yeah.
How was your week?
You're up.
My week was good. It's been busy. Got a lot of changes around here at the office, so
yeah,
it's been kind of hectic. So actually doing lots of work. So pretty awesome. But it's pretty awesome to be nice and busy.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So other than that, though, yeah, same old, same old. Haven't decided whether I'm going to Dragon Con yet.
Vortex?
I know. You keep tempting me with the Vortex and Taco Mac that I haven't even tried yet. You say is delicious.
Mm. Wait. You haven't tried Taco Mac?
I'm only through Atlanta like once or twice a year.
Let's make
and
it three
so
times.
I usually hit Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles and some
gay.
Vortex. Have you not had
I haven't
Gladys
been to
Knight's Chicken and Waffles?
Don't
hate because it's delicious.
Why don't you ride
it's
up with us
fabulous.
And indoctrinate us? Indoctrinate?
Indoctrinate.
Why don't you show us about Gladys's chicken and waffles.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We haven't been there.
Bring Gina.
She won't want to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, moving along.
That would be slightly awkward. A group of like 15 guys with wife.
Yeah, I mean,
two wives.
Matt can make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
Karen
likes
into
it.
So
that's totally different.
Karen.
Well,
she's one of the guys.
Yeah,
with
she is.
All the respect in the world, she's one of the guys.
She is.
She enjoys all the Dragon Con stuff as much as any one of us do.
It got awkward.
Yeah.
We love you, Karen. We know.
Yep.
We love you. Do you want to do some news?
I got a little bit of news.
Let's do news before we start talking about Dark Knight.
I've been too busy playing Minecraft to actually pull up some news.
We know.
Do you fly around in there like Second Life?
I can fly.
No. I did
on his server.
I did build a quantum suit, which allows me to run really fast and jump, but that's beside the point.
You know how I know you're gay?
Yeah. So
sorry.
Anyways. It's a industrial craft. It's pretty awesome. You gotta check it out. So let me see what important news we have here today. Let's just start with this. How much do you think it would cost you to be Iron Man?
A lot.
It's like $1 billion. I saw that.
Where's the drum roll?
Today.
$1 billion.
Wow, thanks for just throwing it out there,
sorry.
Karen.
Sorry. Spoiler
appreciate
alert.
Yeah, no. There was actually a guy who did an infograph of the Iron Man, all of the stuff that he has built into his suit, along with all his vehicles and along with all his weapons and computer system and his house.
How can he? Never mind. Keep going.
And the total cost of being Iron Man would set you back $1.6 billion.
No.
What?
That's not possible.
They did one for Batman, too. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that one.
It's like 600-something thousand.
That's it.
Yeah, significantly cheaper.
Wow, so
might as well be Batman. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but you have no protection being Batman.
It's not true.
You get punched in the face.
You're protected by the night.
And you don't get to drive an Audi R8.
Yeah, and you don't get an Audi R8. Or
I'll take a Batmobile over an Audi.
Or over a Bugatti Veyron.
Yeah.
Because he had that, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're assuming that's not in Bruce's garage, just because you don't see it.
That's
true. I'm just saying. The arc reactor alone, being the fact that it holds nuclear power.
The fact that it doesn't exist. How do you put a price tag on something that doesn't exist?
Well, because they base it on nuclear power, being a nuclear power source.
Right.
They would think that $36 million. Just for the arc reactor that you would put in your chest.
So you take the Batman suit and you go steal the arc reactor out of Dark Knight Rises.
Why do you need it? You get all mommy and daddy's money.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
It's more fun. It's more fun to steal it, I guess.
But he's not a thief.
He wouldn't do that.
Whatever. Yeah. So the computer system and helmet would only cost him $54 million.
That's it?
$54 million. Yeah. Have that heads-up display. You know, all that custom stuff. So anyways, moving along. Google announces a plan to hold YouTube commenters accountable. They're basically, well, you've been on YouTube, and you've seen how nasty people can be on YouTube sometimes.
It's nothing compared to Reddit.
I mean, it's nothing compared to the internet. It is the internet. Google's finally, getting away from this 4chan-type atmosphere by basically linking your Google Plus account to it so that your name and face comes up on the Google on your YouTube commenting.
So just making you accountable for everything you say?
What if you don't have Google Plus?
It they're probably going to force you to go into it. Let me see here. A new plan, YouTube accounts, Google Plus accounts.
People still use the Google Plus?
I don't know. I deleted mine because I got 700 requests a week from people in India trying to be my friend or something stupid.
So. I just got an invite to go to Google Plus last week for the first time. Yeah.
Wow. You are not liked. Yeah. I mean,
I
thought you could just go into it and sign up.
Yeah, you can. Oh. You can. But someone was like trying to promote it to me, I guess.
You know, with
sorry, bro.
With this,
I'm not interested.
Your full name and picture would show up, but you can actually go in and say, I don't want to use my full name. So I don't know what they're actually planning to accomplish with this, because the people who are going to be trolls are going to not put their full name out there.
Or create a fake Google Plus.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll just make a Chon Lee account.
Yep. That's fine. You do what you need to do.
Chicken waffles.
That's what I was saying every YouTube video. Yeah,
chicken waffles. Wawa. So Indiana Jones 5,
mm-hmm.
There will be no Indiana Jones 5.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, according to Frank Marshall, they're not interested in doing it, I guess, after Crystal Skull flopped so bad.
It's not that it flopped so bad. It's just it was so dumb.
It, yeah.
Like, it made its money back, but it's like, why let George keep writing these things?
I don't know. He's getting old and senile. Like
I talked about this the other day with someone. I said I love George Lucas because he gave us Star Wars, but it's like at this point in the game, there are 100 and more better writers suited for writing a new indie flick.
Yeah.
So it's like, let go of the reins for a little bit because this isn't Star Wars. It's indie. And let someone else write this movie.
Yeah. I mean, he's done.
George
and
Indy.
He both. speaking of writing scripts, though, where am I here? Dean Devlin was one of the writers on Independence Day. Great film at the time. I mean, it was a huge blockbuster. Nobody expected it, and it just exploded.
Who?
Dean Devlin.
Okay.
And Roland Emmerich.
Okay.
They're the writers. And basically, Devlin back in the day was asked to write an Independence Day 2. And they gave him large gobs of money and said, write this film. And he wrote it and he read it and he said, this sucks. Here's your check back. So basically has said, that back then, many, many years ago, I was actually hired to write a sequel to Independence Day. I wrote the sequel. They paid me a buttload of money to write the thing. After I wrote it, I read it and gave it back to the money back and said, look, it's an okay movie I just wrote, but it's not worthy of the sequel to Independence Day. So he literally just gave the money back. So, but now the other co-writer is in talks with him, requesting him to work together to do an Independence Day again, number two. So they're working together now to work on one.
That's cool.
So
I don't remember all of that movie. I remember it being good, but it's been so long since I've seen it.
That was DJ Jazzy Jeff's. The Fresh Prince's breakout role.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That was
The Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Was he the main guy in that?
Yes. Whoa. That was the first movie he did that people were like, holy crap, he's no longer.
That's right.
He's no longer. What was his main TV show? What was that? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah. Jazzy Jeff of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
So, yeah, basically, that was the first time they got a serious role for him. So,
what was next? Men in Black?
He's
about right.
You know, I don't know. I don't even know at this point.
Roots?
Figure it out. I'm gonna check this phone number.
You want to call Will Smith?
Just call Will up.
No, we need to reset this up. Okay. So
phone number's not working.
The phone number's not
working. Chat room's not working.
I know. Everything's we haven't done
one
this in
year
so
later,
long that
we still can't get our act together.
Getting jiggy with it.
Bath salts.
No.
Did you lock the downstairs door?
I hope so.
Uh-oh.
Zombie apocalypse
oh,
upon us.
Gosh.
Speaking of zombie apocalypse, did you guys I'm assuming heard about Halloween Horror Nights?
No. What's going on with Halloween?
It's Walking
Horror
Dead.
We're all going
Silent
together.
Hill. I'm not going.
Nerdiverse.
Someone's getting shot.
Somebody's getting shot.
Or stabbed.
Yeah. You did see the video, the YouTube video of the guy who dressed up as a zombie down in Miami and started chasing people.
Almost got shot.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Not just chasing people. He was chasing black people.
Well, he started chasing white people. And what
he
said...
I think he accidentally scared some white people.
No, no, no. He went after white people, and white people just looked at him and laughed. Like, white people aren't scared. They're dumb. Like, why would you just stand there and like, oh, a zombie's coming at me. Ha, ha, ha.
Well,
black people had that fight or flight. They're like, screw this. I'm gone.
Wow.
And they ran.
Just got so racist so fast. That's
I hate
racist.
White people. So
I'm glad you're black.
And then one of them pulled a gun.
Yeah, yeah, the one guy pulled the gun. That was excellent.
For those of you who don't know, Chan, he's black.
Yeah. I'm black at heart.
No, he's really black.
Whoa. We're going to get...
Oh, there goes his YouTube. Finally, we're getting some comments on the, you know.
You thought cursing was bad. We're about to get kicked out of this place.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
Funny. Okay, let me go back here to the news here. The Muppets might be taking Manhattan for real.
What does that even mean?
They're actually looking at doing a Muppets Broadway.
Yeah,
you guys suck.
Really?
I love the Muppets.
Wow.
They're actually talking about doing a Muppets Broadway show.
Do you watch the Muppets while playing Minecraft?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Damn. Mm.
So, yeah, anyways.
The one guy that brings the news. And
love you,
Chad.
You guys can bring
love
your
you.
News.
We love you. Dragon Con.
Just keep scrolling.
Very much here.
It's
so,
fine.
George R.R. Martin.
Yes.
The creator of Game of Thrones is... irritated about how uptight people are about his crazy graphic sex scenes. He says, I can describe in great interest or in great detail an axe entering a human skull in explicit detail and no one will blink an eye twice. But when you do a similar description, just as detailed, of a penis entering a vagina, he gets letters of people swearing off.
It's more like a penis entering your sister's vagina.
Why is it your sister?
There's incest in there, bro.
Well, that's true, but that's not what he's complaining. People are, you know, flipping.
I think it
out
starts
about.
The ball rolling.
I mean, that was pretty much how they started the entire series with the crazy sex scene was an incest scene. Yeah, but he says it's you know, it's kind of frustrating to him. It's madness.
It's just an old bearded dude writing his fantasies. Let him live a little.
Yeah, no, I like the Saturday Night Live sketch where they talk about it being a 13-year-old boy directing the show.
And oh, that was a great sketch.
Yeah,
yeah,
every scene, he's like, you know what this needs? It needs more sex.
Boobs.
It needs boobs. I got a bathroom break.
Yeah.
Check that out on YouTube if you haven't seen it. It's pretty funny.
Cody's a troll tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's some other news here. I mean, a page from the Dark Knight scene, a script page from the Dark Knight that was cut was actually showed up on the internet.
Yeah. Are you talking about the storyboards or the cut from the novel?
No, it looks like it was from the script book for... Oh, no, it was actually from the script book from the entire Dark Knight trilogy.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's not really news for this. We'll talk about it later.
We will be talking. Hey, Chan, have you played the, you watch Community, right?
I do.
Have you played the 8-bit game yet?
I have not.
I know this isn't news for us, but it seems to be news to you that there's an 8-bit community.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
I did not realize. We were talking about this a little bit during the pre-show.
So that the episode where they had the 8-bit game to win whatever the dude's. What's it called?
The Inheritance.
Inheritance, thank you. Some guy took it upon himself to actually create the exact game, and you can play through it as whatever character you want. You know.
Really?
Yeah, and the cool thing is it's completely free, and as he updates, it'll update the game. So it'll always be like as he continues to finish stuff, it finishes and it like updates the game for you, and it's awesome. And you can change costumes. So, like,
really?
You can be Spider-Man, Donald Glover. You can be Batman.
No way.
Batman, Abed.
Okay, I need to play this.
You can be the Squirrel, Brita.
There's
a whole mess of costumes for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah, I just pulled it up here on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/Hawkthorne.
Yeah, Hawkthorne.
So, Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you should play it. It's pretty fun.
I definitely will.
The cool thing
is it Java? I mean, I can play it on my Mac.
Yep. And the cool thing, everybody has like their own little like jump. And they did in the show.
Yeah.
But like Jeff will have the Mega Man jump and all the little. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Very cool. Yeah. Darren was telling us before the show that they just released some T-shirts on NBC of the 8-bit community stuff. So that's what kind of spurred the comment.
Yeah, definitely.
So wow, that's pretty awesome.
How many seasons of that are out now?
I think it was 4, right? No, 6. They're 5 seasons.
Jeez.
Nope.
So they want 6.
Nope. There's 3 out.
No, is it?
I know there's only 3 on Hulu. Pretty sure they're coming into their 4th.
Okay.
Unity.
I was cleaning off my hard drive tonight and realized that I had the first 2 seasons on my hard drive.
You bought and paid for them?
Of completely legal, legit copies of the first 2 seasons.
Of course.
People still do that?
Mm. Okay. Apparently Cody doesn't. Yeah, I was just kidding.
I do. I have like 200 gigs of completely legal movies and TV shows.
What's who's that knocking at our door?
Black people.
That's wasted.
Zombies.
Yeah, actually, you're right. They've had 3 seasons, and they're going into the 4th season without Dan Harmon. So.
Without Dan Harmon, and it's only a 13-episode cap.
Yeah.
So see, they order more.
I assumed it was 5 because they were pushing for 6 seasons in a movie.
The 6 season movie joke is technically from the episode when they're making fun of the cape.
Mm.
When Abed is wearing the cape and he's just like pretending on how it works. Like the TV show, The Cape.
Right.
Abed was like in love with the show and he says it's going to last or whatever. And he like whips all the food out from in front of Jeff and runs away. And Jeff's like, the show will be canceled in a week. And then Abed turns out like 6 seasons in a movie and then runs away. That's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. I didn't catch that.
That was only in the 2nd season for Community.
Oh, see, yeah, you were just falling in love with the characters then. I need to go back and watch it all again.
Yeah, it's all on Hulu, so you can watch it.
Yeah, I turned off my Hulu, so.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, I wasn't using it.
Did they ever follow through with that thing where you had to have some type of cable subscription to be able to use it?
I don't think they've turned that on yet.
Okay.
It would be whatever. I pay for it, and I still have to have 3 commercials for every episode I watch. It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a rumor, and it's still in rumor.
I don't know what I pay for, actually.
I
don't know what they're giving.
Yeah, it was back in April they listed that. So hopefully it doesn't go through. I mean, I would think that if they do that, they're going to lose tons of subscribers. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people have canceled cable specifically to go with them. So they need to figure out a better way. Maybe more commercials, and then they can pay their people more. You know, the networks more for their product. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even still, though, I mean, you can go on a lot of these networks' websites and just pull up the following day the TV show you want to watch. So whether it's compacted into Hulu version or whatever, I don't know.
Did you hear about Modern Family?
No.
They were supposed to have the first table read this last week. I forget what day it was, but one of the days this last week. And I guess no one showed up. What? None of the actors showed up.
Really?
And
they're pulling a Friends.
They said that, I don't remember the guy's name, one of them was making $100,000 an episode, and all the others were making $60,000 an episode.
Uh-huh.
And they all wanted to raise to $200,000 per episode.
You know what? The producer should have said, he said, okay, if you're willing to take a pay cut from your $100,000, we'll divvy that among everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But instead, they all wanted $200,000 each.
That's
greedy.
Nothing.
Greedy.
We're getting greedy.
So I saw they actually did the table read like a day or two later. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the final judgment call was of how much they ended up paying them, but
interesting,
something changed.
Yeah,
rich getting richer.
The that's what Friends did, but they went for $1 million an episode and they got it.
Gosh,
it was their last season.
Friends was bigger though than Modern Family.
I agree. I think Modern Family would
at its time
to get there. It's probably the funniest show on TV, sort of.
No.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's more like generally funny.
I guess.
Regardless,
it's not like
there's
Community
not any,
funny.
There's not any job in the United States other than an actor that you can make, what is that, 60 to what, like 300-something percent of your income over again overnight?
Yeah.
Just because you complain and don't show up?
That's true.
If I complain and don't show up, I get fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting $1 million for this episode, right?
I will give you 1,000,000% of everything we make on this episode.
Just wanted to make sure. Y'all heard it.
By the way, I'm losing money. So in turn, I just made a lot of money.
Okay.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, because I'm losing, so I'm charging.
I think you're doing it wrong. Trust me, I'm Asian.
So
he's good with calculations.
Calculations.
I got my abacus out. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is a really racist show.
They're working.
It's okay. I'm Asian. It's fine.
All right. So let's move on to the thing that you are so excited to talk about.
Yeah,
tonight.
I'm really excited about talking about The Dark Knight Rises. It's a movie I've been looking forward for like 4 years. So.
Yeah.
So it's finally here.
4 years? Has it been that? Wait,
yeah.
No. When was
08.
That was the first one.
Second one.
That was the second one? Was 08?
Mm-hmm.
Has it really been that long?
It has.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
Can't believe that. That's craziness.
Darren didn't see it, but we're going to spoil the fuck out of it for Darren.
Not worried about it.
I'm so excited about this.
Not worried about it.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
I definitely agree with you.
It might be top five.
That's what I came home and told Courtney. This is top five.
But you walked out of it thinking it was better than the Avengers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By
really?
Far. Oh, yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
You too.
Definitely.
Really? Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'd say it was better than the Avengers to myself.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a better story, I think, but at the same time.
That's because it was a story.
What's that?
Nothing.
Because there was a story over the Avengers. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was on par.
On par with the Avengers?
Yeah. Okay. I'd say on par.
I can respect your opinion.
Because the Avengers was really freaking good.
Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed the Avengers. I feel like this plot line was much better. And I feel like coming off of the other movies, it's always hard to do a trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
And normally they just start sucking more and more as you go along. And this one ended it up really well.
Right.
Yeah.
Like with the Avengers, we had
2005. Wow. Gosh. Sorry. 2005 was Batman Begins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot believe it's been 8 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
And it was almost to the day.
June 17th. So.
And then June 18th was Dark Knight. And then July 18th was Dark Knight. And then July 20th was Dark Knight Rises.
Hmm.
It was almost to the day.
Wow.
Same weeks, I guess, in the summer. I do think it was better than Avengers. For me, I feel like the Avengers was nothing but action and like it was a comic book movie.
Right, yeah.
That's the difference between the Avengers and Dark Knight. Like Dark Knight has comic book characters in a crime detective, like emotional drawn movie. There's no real emotion in Avengers. You just want to get there and watch them destroy shit.
No, I agree. But I think probably one of the reasons I walked out of Batman compared to Avengers is I knew I'm going to get more of the Avengers. And with Batman,
it's the end.
It leaves you wanting more, and there's not going to be any more. It
definitely right. does.
At least not with Christopher Nolan.
I was shocked.
I mean,
the
because actually, is it Warner or is it Universal? Who owns the rights to Batman?
It's Warner Brothers.
Warner's. Yeah. Warner actually has said that they may continue on Batman without Christopher Nolan and continue on.
Well, they're going to have to.
You think they will?
Well, they just,
they're not going to continue from the story, though. There's no way.
It leaves for a good point.
Nope.
They just left it all wide open, though.
Here's the reason. When they're going to make a new Batman movie.
It's a reboot again.
Well, they're going to reboot, but you can't make Batman without Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
The audience that are for movies are not comic book readers. So it's like the mass is not going to go to a Batman movie and understand why John Blake is Batman.
Well,
or
but
understand
see, no,
like a Terry McGinnis
no,
Batman.
I think it's going to Let's get to this point because we're moving way to the end of the movie.
We can talk
about
circles.
Do you want to drop at the end? Because basically the way it ends, what if something were to draw him back?
Who?
Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
With Batman.
That's what I'm saying. So you can continue on where they're at.
They could try.
Something would have to draw him back.
The problem with continuing is you have an old Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Like technically.
I'm sorry. If you're listening and you have not seen this, please stop. Go see it.
Stop.
Do not listen.
30 seconds ago. We are about to ruin the crap out of this. And Darren, you might want to take off your headphones.
No, he's going
to
listen. I'm going to make him listen.
I don't care.
I'm going to make him listen to this.
I'm fine with that.
It's an old Bruce Wayne. He's
not that old, though.
He had gray hair.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm. And he's...
How many years do you think it was? No, it couldn't have been that much further beyond where he was at right when he was at the end.
Wait, where are you guys at? What
the end of the movie. About? When he has retired and...
We're talking about continuing.
Like in gray hair, he looked the same.
Yeah, he was exactly where he was.
I have seen this movie twice.
He may have had gray hair, but it wasn't any further than where he was.
Right. But if they started a new
Batman
movie...
And the chick he was with was 20.
Selena? maybe. She was in her 20s.
Yeah.
Almost. She's just going to steal his heart.
He was busy checking out dudes watching a movie.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
I was... He might have been. That's why he was checking out gray hair.
Anyway, I really doubt Warner Bros. Would pick up from where it left off.
I mean, it leaves itself open to easily
The problem with that is, if they were to pick up where they left off, they have to do something with John Blake.
Oh, yeah. No, he would definitely be the character that he said he was at the end of the movie.
Which was Batman.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. He says, the lady at the end says, you should use your real name. That's a nice name.
Right. His name's Robin.
Right.
That's not who he is.
So he could set up himself as, I'm going to start using that name, and here I am, the Robin to Batman.
But nothing indicates that he's going to be Robin.
No, it doesn't.
You have...
But he wants to fight crime, and if it's working with Bruce Wayne, then that's going to be maybe what...
Nothing indicates that he's going to be Batman.
Oh, everything does.
No.
Okay, then why would Batman, or Bruce Wayne, why would he have rebuilt the bat symbol, if it's going to be Robin?
Because
he's going to shine the bat symbol in the sky for Robin to come.
Yeah, so they can work together.
Bruce isn't working anymore; he's retired.
He's coming back from retirement. He's playing the front for Alfred. That's all.
He was also supposed to die, right? And he's back. So
he did die. That's the thing. Like, to the public, he's dead.
Right. So now Batman is Batman.
That's the whole
Bruce Wayne.
The thing about it is, the point of the Nolan movies was anybody can be Batman.
Yeah.
So, whether it's Bruce Wayne or John Blake, the movie ends Bruce Wayne's arc, and it starts John Blake's. So, technically, John Blake, once he approached Batman and said, I know who you are, I've followed you forever, that is the Tim Drake role.
No, I know.
That is Tim Drake Robin. He's the detective. He's the one that actually finds Batman, father's murdered. Like, this is the Tim Drake story. That is the Tim Drake Robin story. Him being the cop, growing up, fighting alongside Batman,
right. That
is the Dick Grayson story.
Yeah.
So through this movie, he is already Robin.
Yeah.
Where the name is irrelevant.
I know. The name was just to give
oh my God, they call him Robin. Once he takes that briefcase at the end with the GPS coordinates, finds the Batcave, decides to become the next Batman, that's when he's Batman. The Robin story is done. He's the next Batman for Gotham.
I guess so. I could see that. But at the same time, what if he picks up that Batman role and then decides, this isn't for me, and flips to the Nightwing role? And then we have a spinoff movie.
That wouldn't
Nightwing.
Make any sense.
Why not?
He's going to become a sidekick to his own Batman?
Well, no, because Bruce Wayne would come back.
Then that's assuming Bruce is going to come back.
Something's going to draw him back. I mean, they could.
Just telling you fact from what the movie shows us.
Right.
Bruce has retired and moved on with Selina.
Right.
He has given over the keys to the kingdom to John Blake.
Right.
Who is going to be the next Batman.
Okay. Wait, did he ever get Wayne Enterprises back?
What do you mean?
Who owns all
Alfred.
The assets? Okay, so the assets did go to...
They went to Alfred, okay. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
But nothing really went to him, right? They said that the house was being taken over and it got given to the...
All the money assets went to Alfred.
But okay. The money assets were gone.
Yeah. No, they... It was stolen.
Okay.
So yeah. Apparently they get it back. Anyway, we're talking about Robin serious right now. I have notes on Robin.
Oh, do you?
We can keep talking.
He's got 3 pages of notes here to talk.
I just was ready for it, but we don't have to. I think we've nailed everything.
That's what she said.
We did. Nailed it. Let's talk about Bane.
Okay.
How awesome was Bane?
You know, I had a hard time at the beginning.
I love this.
Because...
Chad and I are going to go at it today.
No. See, during the trailer, the prologue, when we saw the prologue, Bane was completely ununderstandable.
Correct.
Yes.
On purpose.
You think so? They've said it was on purpose, or was it?
It had to have been.
Okay.
Too much of that prologue would have given away too much of the movie.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I think what they did is they were trying to do it that way, and you couldn't hear, so therefore they went back and enhanced it. I think they over-enhanced Bane's voice.
Really?
Yeah, he was much louder and way too clear versus everybody else. Like, it sounded fake. It did, because his mask, it didn't sound like it was being protruded through like a speaker or anything like this. It was like every time he spoke, it was surround sound around you. Like, yeah. It was just very fake sounding. It had no directional sound to his voice. And that kind of bothered me. Like, I got over it very quickly, but when he first spoke, I was like, oh, why are they doing it like this? Because it just didn't sound like it was coming from the screen. It sounded like it was like, oh, yeah, welcome to movie phone. You know, I was like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I thought it made it more menacing that they did it that way.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It made me believe that his mask had some type of megaphone aspect to it.
Yeah, it was mechanical in the mask.
But every time he spoke, it was the same depth. Like, it didn't have further depth. He was further away from the screen. He didn't have that depth like you would with a main character.
Yeah.
You know. So
there was another scene when Bruce Wayne and Alfred were in the house talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were having their heart-to-heart of Alfred saying he was going to leave.
Right.
The audio and the video in that segment just looked like garbage.
Did they?
I don't know what happened.
I didn't pay attention that well.
I was
well.
Like, what just happened? We went from high def to like...
Well, it does cut. It will cut back and forth between IMAX and regular.
Yeah.
Because there was only 50 minutes that are actually filmed in IMAX.
But that specific scene looked worse than like regular quality.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, we all went and saw the midnight showing of it at the IMAX screen in town, which is the 70mm IMAX screen versus, you know, it's the big boy one.
Six story.
Thanks for the invite.
It was pretty cool. Ooh. We actually bought our tickets back in June.
Cool. That's cool.
So when they first went on sale. Actually, I think you're on the group text. Brian.
That's awkward.
I did send a group invite. So whatever.
He's more your friend than mine.
I know. That's fine. He's not even my friend.
You talk to
him
every day,
I
bet.
You just eat at Wawa.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You meet at upscale gas stations. Have a bite to eat.
I cannot. You've not been to Wawa. You can't knock it.
These guys are haters.
Have not knocked it once.
After the Dark Knight,
but
John says,
let's go to Wawa.
I think we're going
to
get some food. You want to go to Wawa? I said, I don't know what that is. What is it? It's a gas station and he lost me right there. Like,
gas station.
If you're trying to describe how awesome this sandwich place is, okay. First words out of your mouth shouldn't be, it's a gas station.
Especially
people who've lived in Florida their whole lives and only seen gas station food.
I think
food.
Like,
this is not regular gas station
dirty
food.
Sitco with
no, it's clean.
10-day-old sandwich.
The attached Subway.
It's not even like that. Nothing like that. They come from up north. They're pretty good. They're pretty delicious.
Yeah.
So
it's legit.
Damn,
it is.
Yankees.
Yeah, Darren's super like everything's sketchy. He says this is legit. You know, it's legit.
Okay. Legit.
Like pom poms. Is pom poms pretty sketchy to you?
I don't know.
I'm gonna come across this table, motherfucker.
A little sketchy.
It is a little sketchy. So
back to Batman.
Yes.
Favorite scenes. Plural.
I would have to say the stadium scene was pretty awesome. Of course, we saw that in the trailer. I don't know how many times, but it was still that much better when you actually saw everything leading to it. Man, let me think here.
Cody?
My favorite scene, hands down, the fight scene between Bane and Batman.
Which? In the streets or in the...
No, the one inside the cave or underground.
Mm.
Specifically, from an audio standpoint, like, the entire movie, there's a bed of music or, you know, something going on in the background. And that one scene, it just got so creepy because there was no music, nothing except like the trickling of the water where they were and just fighting.
Punches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No dialogue for a big portion of that whole scene, which was like, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 minutes, right?
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
The great part about that scene was when you... This is, you know, not anymore for Darren, but when you go into the movie thinking, does Batman die?
Yeah.
Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character going to pick up the cowl? Is this when he becomes Batman? Are we about to watch Batman die?
Right.
It's like silent. Yeah. He's getting the shit kicked out of him.
And you keep thinking, I can't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. And then you have that comic book moment where he just picks him up and over his knee and breaks his back. Or
and then
what
he
does to his back.
I was wondering what would break first.
Yeah.
Your will or your body. Mm-hmm. And then he just
the
like
moment
cracks
also,
his back over
when he's
his
got
knee.
The head, when he has his head on that concrete and he is wailing on that cowl. And
yeah.
Just cracking and cracking and that yeah. noise. Ah, that scene's excellent.
That would have been the most fun sound design post-production audio project ever.
It was intense.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
Yeah, awesome.
Darren, what was your favorite scene?
You know, somebody didn't send me an invite.
Oh,
couldn't answer
not
going to
live that one
down. I think I actually, I told you I had bought my tickets, and I think your exact words were gay.
Oh.
Could be.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, oh yeah, I got my tickets back in June, and you're like, yay.
That's funny.
It's definitely possible.
Okay, just letting you know that, you know, you could have bought then.
Still never got an official invite, just saying.
What? You didn't even invite him to Wawa afterwards?
No, because I didn't end up going.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I ate before. I had Wawa before I got there.
Oh.
It was right around the corner.
Danny, what was your favorite scene?
Really, it's the last 20 minutes. There's so much, like the point when you find out Miranda is Talia al Ghul.
Yeah.
And she stabs Bruce. And then, you know, Catwoman kills Bane.
If you haven't seen this movie,
I didn't know that story.
Just...
So is that in the comics?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
okay.
Her stabbing him, her being protected by Bane, that's not, no.
Okay.
That's kind of Nolan's universe thing.
Okay.
When he said Bane was... Ra's al Ghul's son, you could feel like the nerd like, nope, that's definitely not correct. But Bruce sleeps with Talia at one point in the book, who actually has a kid who's okay. Bruce's actual son, Damian, who becomes another Robin. At this point he's Robin.
Okay.
Anyway, Talia's from the books. The point when she stabs Bruce and all that emotion, and then the chase scene with the bat over all the cars and just destroying the car. And then when he decides to take the nuke and fly off with it, and you're just like, oh my God, this is it. And the nuke goes off and every hair in your body is standing up and it's like, holy shit, he just killed himself. And that's, I love that part. And then I love the part where it's like, you're watching every character that has been in the Batman movies, like Lucius Fox. And he's realizing that Bruce 6 months ago fixed the autopilot on the bat.
Right.
And then like Gordon's finding out that Bruce is Batman, and then Selina finds out it's Bruce. So just like all the revelation.
Right.
Like Alfred walking up to Bruce's grave, realizing he's dead, that emotion, like watching Alfred cry over Bruce's grave, and then at the end to watch him see Bruce alive. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That end is like phenomenal.
That's one of the things that I enjoyed about this movie so much, is that I didn't feel like they left many holes in the plot. Like going through the movie, they tied it up really well towards the end.
They just left the big gaping hole at the end.
No, they just left it open.
Yeah. Right.
Not really a hole.
No, it's not a hole, but they left it open at the end. Yeah.
The cool thing about the Nolan trilogy is at the end of every movie, it kind of explains the movie. Like Batman Begins, you have Bruce on the rooftop with Gordon. They're starting to fight crime, and it is Batman Beginning. Then you have the Dark Knight, and then at the end, he has become the Dark Knight for Gotham. He is the, you know, the dark symbol who he needs to be for Gotham. You have the end of Dark Knight Rises, where there are so many, versions of Rises throughout the movie. You have Bruce, you know, coming out of retirement, rising.
Right.
You have him getting his back broken, rising out of the pit. And then you have the end, like the very end, you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, you have John Blake walking up, and literally it rises out from under him. I mean, he is he is the next Dark Knight rising, like for Gotham. So it's like, it's just in your face, like this is the Dark Knight Rises.
Right.
Like, so I've always loved that about the movies. It's always ending, you know, explaining the movie, sort of, like in a way, symbolically.
Gotcha. Symbolically.
All right.
Anyway.
Killing people's ears.
Sean.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
He kind of did it.
I did it.
Oh.
I was just saying that the stadium scene was one of my favorites.
The stadium scene's excellent.
I mean, it was just so, like, I mean, it was a little unbelievable.
What a beautiful voice.
Because, I mean, the guy thinking that he was, I mean, you would stop. You would feel that, obviously. Yeah. You know, and then the whole, like, you basically saying, you know, we want to take back, there's one person here in this stadium who has the detonation device.
One
civilian. Yeah. And if anybody does anything wrong, then they're going to let it off or whatever. So
yeah.
So
that was a cool scene visually.
Kill each other basically to find out.
There's a video. They put out like a 12-minute like featurette, and they show that they built like 10 feet of stadium up, or the ground from the field up. And that's how they blew it up and made that, like, to start the, like, look like it. Like, wow. It's got the guy running
so
on
that
top
was,
of it.
They actually
like,
blew it up. Oh, really?
Like, as he's running across it.
I thought that was all CG.
No. Well, yeah. Post, it's all CG to show, like, the depth and everything. But there's a shot where it's on the side of the field and you just see dirt. And then they've resodded the top of it to look like a football field. And they've,
that's cool.
You know, broken it apart. And it's pretty crazy, the depth of that scene.
That's pretty cool.
And that's the whole Nolan thing. Like, he hates using CG, so it's like everything needs to look real. They had 12,000 people in that stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... None of the scenes you see people in are computer-generated. So it's like...
Wow.
There's so many shots of the 12,000 people in that one corner of the stadium to make it look like the stadium's full. I mean, the overhead shots, of course, they have CG to see people in the seats, but, like...
Right.
I love the realism in the movie and stuff.
You know, I just realized that whole detonation thing was just like the last Dark Knight, how they're on the boats and the Joker was telling the guys in the boats, one of the, you know, someone's going to detonate the bomb, see who does it first.
Yeah.
Same exact concept. The people are going to decide who's going to blow this thing up. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. That or when he booped the hospital, there was a couple.
Yeah.
Now, was there any reference at all through the entire movie to the Joker at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. I mean, makes you wonder if he would have been a
there
major
was a couple,
part here.
There's two things that have come out since it opened. There was a storyboard, a quick storyboard that has said that this is what might have happened. And it's that moment when the doors open inside of Blackgate Prison.
Mm-hmm.
They're exiting and it's supposed to pan down the hall. And it comes through the eye hole at the end of the hall, and it's Joker looking out. You just see the back of his head.
This is it in the current movie or no?
For the current movie. So it's like, this is what could have happened with the Joker. You see him looking, waiting for his door to pop open, and it doesn't open. So he's hitting it. You see him get frustrated and just sit down. So that was like the scene where, like, Joker doesn't get out. It's like closed. That was one of the things. And I'm pulling up. I had texted this earlier. There's the novelization came out for the movie. And in the actual novel, if I can find the text, it's talking about how Blackgate exists, the Blackgate prison. But here we go. According to the Dark Knight Rises novel, the Joker was the sole inmate left in Arkham Asylum now that Blackgate held all of the other inmates. So now that the Dent Act had made it all possible for the city's criminals to cop an instant plea, the Blackgate Prison had replaced Arkham Asylum as a preferred location for imprisoning both convicted and suspected felons. The worst of the worst were sent here, except for the Joker, who rumor had it was locked away in Arkham's sole remaining inmate. So it was kind of trying to explain on where the Joker left off, even though he wasn't dead from the Dark Knight. We know he got, you know, arrested or whatever. So there was two kind of like possibilities that could happen, but nothing ever in the movie was referenced, which is fine.
Right. Yeah.
It would have been weird knowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think it would have left people.
Yeah.
Like either bitter or confused, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anne Hathaway was fantastic as Catwoman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really loved her as Catwoman. I liked her beforehand because, you know, The Princess Diaries and Devil Wears Prada are two of my favorite movies ever. I mean, this Dark Knight Rises barely beats it, but you all the movies she does, and then it's like Catwoman, how's she going to get in this role? It's the same way we felt for Heath Ledger being the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
But she really pulled off the kind of little bit crazy, little bit, you know, psycho burglar. She really nailed Catwoman. I mean, the costume's awesome for many reasons. But I loved how the cat ears kind of went down when she pulls up. She still had the domino on and the ears. But there's just so much that she did that was really cool.
Where was the prison?
Blackgate prison. It's more what do you mean?
The place that they put Batman in. I was confused by that because it was like in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he gets back to Gotham.
Yeah, that's kind of like a weird thing because like, how did Bane fly Batman to this prison and get back to Gotham, and then has Bruce barely make it out of this prison, and then
all of a sudden he's in Gotham.
He appears in Gotham.
Like, yeah. Next scene, he's walking.
So it's assumed that he makes his way back, I guess. It's like not Tibet, but it's a weird more like Afghan type area.
So it is somewhere like Middle East.
Yeah, and it's
not a 1 hour.
It's Middle East for sure.
Trek away.
And what's crazy, there was something I read when they were shooting the scenes. It's really close to like wherever Osama bin Laden was at the time before he was killed. So they were trying to setting up the shots and stuff. And then the U.S. kills Osama, and they aren't allowed to do any of the like helicopter flying shots and stuff because. Oh. Like miles away, a few miles away is where they just killed Osama. So like a lot of like stuff got cut that they were going to use for this.
That would make sense why it was a little vague.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. And I love the bat, and I think it was an excellent vehicle for Batman.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was, you know, it's like a kind of a stretch for the Nolan movies to have something so sci-fi in it, like the flying vehicle, because it
was still believable though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you saw enough of it to where it looked like helicopter parts.
Yeah, it had the rotors and stuff.
Yeah.
It still felt like it could actually be possible. Yeah, that's true. But like with the Tumbler, they literally built that vehicle to do what it does. So it's like that felt real world, not so fake like the, you know, other Batmobiles we've seen. But the Bat was like, I just love that vehicle. It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love like the scenes where it's just going through it's got like the five missiles following in. It's flying through Gotham and
yeah,
it's excellent.
Very cool.
There's so much great about this movie. I mean, I prefer it to the Avengers. I'm just more of a Batman fan anyway.
I know you. I know you're more of a DC fan.
Yeah, it's Marvel's fault that I'm a DC fan. That's what's the best part about it.
What's that on your hat you got there?
It's the Avengers.
Just checking.
Well, yeah. It was one storyline that killed Marvel for you.
Just, yeah. They ruined Spider-Man, which we haven't talked about Spider-Man. Spider-Man's an excellent
Spider-Man
movie
was
well.
Awesome.
You didn't see it. Okay. Did you see Spider-Man? No, just me and Cody.
I need to go see it.
Anyway, Spider-Man's excellent.
Is this the one where they made him emo?
Nope. That was Spider-Man 3 that no one talks about.
Oh. Yeah, that was.
He was more hipster in this one.
Oh, well, same thing.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of what else about Batman that was fantastic. All the acting was great in this movie. There were so many like couple scenes where I was like right out of the like, you know, the scene in The Dark Knight where Joker's brought to the pool table dead. Mm-hmm. He sits up and he puts the knife in the mouth and he's like,
right.
You want to know I got these scars, and then he does the quick like head snap thing.
Yeah.
I feel like they did the same thing when they were killing Dr. Pavel. From the distance you see Bane just go whack.
Yeah.
And it's like I felt like that was like this little characteristic in both movies that was interesting. Mm. And someone once, like, he was like, who'd you like better, Bane or Joker? And it's hard to compare because both, like, it's either you like a terrorist or you like a psychopath. Like,
right.
You choose your poison on which was better because both performances were fantastic. Like, Tom Hardy could only act with his eyes, and that's about it. Like, you had to, like, read the emotion from Bane. You couldn't see his mouth moving. I mean, you could
but
see,
how
like...
But how much do you really... I mean, I feel almost like his character... was a placeholder until the very end, and then that's the only time that I actually felt emotion out of the character, which was, you know, obviously when he was crying. But
I mean, like the points that got me for Bane were like, you know, the badassery where he's kicking Batman's bat when Batman met his match. But that point where the terrorist and then the cops have that all out war, and Bane sees the bat fly in and take out that one and leave. It's
right.
Like, well, shit, Batman's back. And then the point where they meet, you see it in Bane's eyes like, I can't believe you're back. And then Batman's wailing on him.
Right.
And then he's like, shit, he's going to kick my ass if I don't do something. You could see it. Like, you can just see it in Tom Hardy's eyes, and okay. I think it's fantastic what he did with his eyes in that movie, because that's all he had to act with.
Right, yeah.
Like, he's saying the lines, like,
yeah.
Then he does his own voiceover. I'm pretty sure it's him. I don't think it's anybody else. I mean, they've all obviously doctored it, but, like, all he has is to work with his eyes.
Right.
And, yeah, I think he pulled it off quite well. I mean, they're both great. I mean, I'm always going to be for the Joker, for sure.
Right. I mean, well, the Joker was a tough role to fill, but Ledger actually made it. Him, you believed him.
Yeah.
When you walked out, you were like, wow, that was a great performance. You actually believed he was the Joker.
Yeah.
And whereas with Bane, I just feel like so many other people could have played that just as well.
Maybe.
That's how I feel.
Because it was like, you just need a big dude. You know, right. Schwarzenegger in his prime could have played the voice.
Nope. Because all he did was act with his eyes. Like, there were only a couple scenes. I felt the same way. Like, anyone could have really done that. And knowing that he beefed up so much for this film. Mm. It seems like it's kind of weird. Why didn't they just ask some big dude to do it?
Right.
But, I mean, he did a good job with it. Just seems like it could have been filled by someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
So. I guess.
Like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, God.
He's getting too old for this.
This is, yeah.
But man, all those action movie stars are getting way old these days. Like, what Expendables coming out? Is Expendables, is that the movie that's coming out?
Yeah,
two,
Expendables
yeah.
2.
That movie has all the wash ups.
No, Adrian.
It's me crazy. Anyways, all right. Well, I think we've pretty well discussed this.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than the.
And if you haven't seen it, sorry. And you shouldn't have listened this long.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, don't see it now.
Yes. Let's go through the points.
I mean,
Batman doesn't die. John Blake's name is Robin, who becomes Batman at the end. Batman retires.
This is the spoiler segment of the Nerdiverse.
And Spider-Man's uncle dies.
Oh, God. Yeah. So. That was probably my least favorite parts of that movie. Anyway.
It was horrible.
It was sad.
I'm going to cry just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I didn't almost cry. Let me get this straight. I didn't almost cry in Batman, but there were points where you're watching, like, there's only points like Alfred's points when he was like, because he's the most emotional in this movie, and it's, those points got me.
Yeah.
Got me good.
No, that was a good
when they were having their talk and he was saying he was going to leave.
Bruce said bye and walked away. I was like, oh, you asshole.
Peace out.
See
you later.
And then he still won his doors open.
I was using John's shirt sleeve to wipe my tears.
And damn, that new Lamborghini is hot.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Is it the new Murcielago?
Probably Aventador.
What's it called?
The Aventador.
Oh, man. That thing was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't keep up.
Anyway.
John's checking email.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
He's Googling.
I was going to Google it for you.
Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah, I'm playing Minecraft over here.
He's building a Minecraft Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people are going to disagree with, you know, some of the things you guys obviously, or Myers obviously disagrees with the future of Batman.
I mean, I think it would be, it's definitely left itself to where I think if Warner Brothers gets greedy about it, I mean, they definitely could go that direction.
There's one direction I'd be okay with them taking, but they can't at this point.
Yeah, it's the Aventador.
The problem is, it's like, if they would have given him the name Terry McGinnis.
Right.
And let it be a Batman Beyond story to continue with and have Bruce be the guy in the cave, you know, being Terry's mentor instead of Batman, and Terry be the Batman. That would be excellent. At this point, I feel like, you know, his story arc ended for this movie. I mean, the main story of the Batman is anybody can be Batman. So what we've seen is John Blake, a normal cop.
Right.
Who believes enough to be this next Batman, become the next Batman for Gotham. We know how the story goes. This is how Chris told it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ended. Like, I don't feel like it's too open. I mean, the thing is, it could be open for another movie, but it doesn't need to be open. I think the story ends itself at some point.
Hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
With that said. It was a fun night to talk about it.
Yeah. Good times.
I enjoy it. I'm going to go see it probably three more times.
Yeah?
At least three more times.
Let me know. I may go see it. Again with you. Hey, Darren, do you want to go? I just want to make sure I want to invite him.
Nah, fuck that.
So. Yeah. Anywho. All right. Well, so there you have it. Another podcast in the can.
Another one in the can. Our 1 year anniversary.
Almost 1 year anniversary.
I like calling it the 1 year anniversary.
I think we'll do next week we'll do the 1 year anniversary.
By the time you put up, it'll be the 1 year anniversary. Yeah.
No.
And
no.
We won't do another one next week. It'll be another 3 months.
We need to try to get on this again.
I like the one week schedule.
We need to get back to the 1 week schedule. So.
Okay. Then we'll do one next week.
All right.
You have two to put up though now.
I do.
We'll just put three up in one day and just be like, yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some Samuel L. Jackson stuff on there. Anyways, back to our normal stuff. Make sure to, you can email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com. I don't have this in front of me, so whatever.
Did you say everything you wanted to say about the Batman? I feel like you were going to say something. You said we're going to save it till later.
I don't remember at this point. Yeah, I said enough.
Never mind.
I'm okay.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. So you can email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes. Five star or not, whatever. We don't care. Leave us a 1 star review. At least it's something.
Yeah.
Tell us you're listening.
Yeah, just anything. At this point, it's just a therapy session for all of us.
Yeah, we're just talking. You can follow us on Twitter at thenerdiverseshow. You can follow Danny at...
at Rogue, R0GUE.
Follow Cody at...
Commander Kodo.
You can follow me at Chon_Lee. Darren doesn't have a Twitter.
Darren at... You can follow him at the 20th Century.
You can follow Darren on Instagram
at... a rotary phone.
Double E and with a underscore, I think.
Dialogue.
Double underscore
don't,
E.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. He doesn't post anything.
I don't post anything. It's fine.
You can follow him on Craigslist.
He's on Friendster.
He sells Oakleys in the Orlando Forum all the time.
Check out his MySpace page.
Check out his MySpace.
And my Google Plus.
Yeah, his Google Plus has been deleted. I think that's anything else. You can call us and leave us voicemails at 407-900-NERD. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us you're listening. Tell us you like it. Tell me to post it more often. I don't care. Yep. Am I missing anything else?
No.
I'm Batman. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
What do I say again? I know it's the 22nd one.
You want me to play it? What happened?
I blew it that way.
Burped and I can smell it.
Oh, dang.
Here, hold on.
No.